Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education.
Chapter 3, Concepts of Home Ownership. Let's review various types of home ownership and home ownership expenses and benefits as well. Everyone needs a place to live, and today a wide variety of housing is available to meet the specialized needs of our society. Apartment complexes, condominiums and cooperatives, planned unit developments, retirement communities, and high-rise developments are all typical types of housing available. Other more unique forms of housing include converted use properties, mobile homes, modular homes, and timeshares. When considering the purchase of a home, an individual must weigh both the benefits and the expenses of ownership. The major expense for most homeowners is the monthly mortgage payment. In addition to making principal and interest payments on a home loan, owners must also pay real estate taxes, keep the property insured, pay homeowners association dues if applicable, and budget for utilities, maintenance, and repairs. The monthly mortgage payment, including principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, generally should not exceed 28% of the borrower's monthly gross income. The payments on all debts, including automobile loans and credit card payments, should not exceed 41% of the borrower's gross income. The benefits of home ownership are many. Equity buildup is one of these benefits. Equity is the interest or value an owner has in property over and above mortgage indebtedness. As a loan is paid back, the equity increases. And if the property's value increases, the owner's equity will also increase. The Internal Revenue Code allows special tax benefits to homeowners. From their gross incomes, homeowners may deduct the interest paid on first and second homes, real property taxes, certain loan origination and loan discount fees, and loan prepayment fees. A capital gain is the profit realized from the sale or exchange of property. The Internal Revenue Code allows the tax on all or part of the gain on the sale of a taxpayer's personal residence to be deferred. However, a replacement residence of equal or greater value must be purchased within 2 years before or after the sale of the old residence. Another key tax benefit exists for taxpayers who are 55 years old or more. These taxpayers are allowed a once-in-a-lifetime exclusion from taxation of up to $125,000 in gain on the sale of their residence if they have lived in the home for 3 of the past 5 years. It's up to home buyers to weigh the benefits and burdens of home ownership and to decide what type of dwelling suits their needs. And it'll be up to you as a real estate professional to understand the various types of housing available and the advantages and disadvantages to owning them. That way, you'll be better equipped to service your customers and clients.